Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I want to address this episode to moms and grandmas ages 30 to 60 with children in the household. The last 2 years have been stressful for most moms or grandmas who are helping out. Starting early in the morning, getting around 25 plus or minus tasks done before the children get up, or maybe even the husband or the significant other. Then getting the children dressed, fed, make sure the schoolwork is in the backpack, homework is done, hair's combed, teeth are brushed, lunch is packed, and so much more, all before going to work for the day. Yes, so many people raise their children and still work full-time due to the way life is these days. You know, it's getting more and more expensive, and somehow you got to have the money to support your family. So that's actually only the beginning of the day. Then, once home from work, it continues. Why is this so heavy on my heart? And why do I want to share with you and help you? Moms usually are the first ones up and the last ones going to bed. My name is Denise Thompson. I am a mom. I'm an honorary grandma to many, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, and transformational health and wellness coach. And my passion is to help you release stress so you can relax a bit. I am a best-selling author of a stress reduction book and now in the process of creating a course to help you decompress and stress less. According to doctors, 75 to 80% of all illnesses start with mental imbalance due to stress. So let's avoid that and regain that balance to create a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. I have chosen this path to find balance for myself and now want to share it with you. I would do you a disservice were I to keep my skills and knowledge to myself. So in my little book I wrote, The Power of Managing Your Stress, 15 Steps to Reduce Stress, Increase Health, and take your life into your hands to become a happy, healthy person. When you recognize that you are starting to stress out, it's time to do something to counteract it, to manage your stress. Stress can have serious impacts on your health, job, relationships, family, and life in general. It isn't something to wait to correct. Questions people ask, how do I realize that I'm stressed? What can I do about it? And how can I avoid it? So if you're looking for important information about managing stress, pick up this important little book today. It's available on Amazon. But the other thing is, as I said, I want to create a course with these 15 chapters. They're small chapters, so we can make it very interactive, which is really what I want. And I want to hone in on what you guys need most. So my first question is, are you interested in a checklist to see if you have any of the various types of stress I'm talking about? Or maybe I can find some others, or you find some others, and we can include them. If yes, email me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. The link is in the transcript below. So I can email you that checklist that you then can fill out and send back to me. So it's going to give me some ideas of what the most needed and... So I just really want to stress that part. Let me just share some of the titles for the chapters so you have an idea of where I'm going at. First, the question is, what is stress? And I'm only going to share right now, very short, just to create some curiosity in you. It's not exactly the same for everybody. So what is stress for you? How does stress affect relationships, be it with your family, your work, your friends? Okay, everything is included. How does stress affect your health? And I already read it has a major impact, and I already told you that 75 to 80% of all illnesses start with stress, which is part of a mental imbalance, which is caused by stress, right? So we want to make sure we can nip that in the behind and actually make the most out of it. How does stress affect your business? Well, there's quite a few pieces of information there. How does stress affect weight or affect your children or affect your brain? How does money affect stress? Or, how does stress affect marriage? How does stress affect learning and education? How does stress affect your values? How does stress affect your authenticity? How does stress affect your sleep? And that is a huge one. And wow, do I have some valuable information for that one. How does stress affect harmony in your life? And how does stress increase disease? So how does lowering stress reduce disease, right? So that's all actually in that little book. And I would like to make that a 16-week, a four-month course. Every week, one little chapter where we first, I present it to you, and then we talk about it and we make it interactive. And it's going to be on Zoom, so we can actually talk to each other. And yeah, I just think that's going to be really fun to see how we can help each other out to de-stress, to decompress, to release it, and to feel better about it. So we are going to be healthier in mind, body, and finances. I think you can see how the three always, always, always belong together. A healthy mind creates a healthy body. A negative mind or an unhealthy mind causes illness. You've heard me say that over and over again, and it is a fact. And so what happens when you're ill, or when your body is ill, or when your mind is ill, or when you're just not feeling good? You go to the doctor. What does the doctor do? They usually have to run some tests, and then they usually put you on some medication. And usually, most of us have copays, and that can add up quite well. I remember one day, we had really great insurance, and for some odd reason, our daughter got kicked off the insurance, and we have no idea why. But we did go to the doctor, as said, and the doctor wrote a new prescription, and we went to the pharmacy to get the meds for her, and $2,100. And I go, excuse me? They said, yeah, here's the printout. I said, no, I have insurance. I don't pay anything. That's not true. She's not insured. I said, how the heck can that happen? She's a dependent. She's living with us, and she has insurance, fully insured. Well, I had to cough up that money to get the medication and then had to start taking matters into my own hands and figure out what in the world has happened and why she wasn't covered. Well, long story short, we managed and we got the money back. But it was a long process. It took me about 3 or 4 months. And I go, wow, this is crazy. So insurance is so important, and a really good insurance is even more important because medications are going up in price. So if we can actually reduce those costs and make more out of it for ourselves, be happier and healthier and balanced and live in a long, wonderful lifestyle, and don't just focus on quick fixes, which never last, because that's why they're called quick. I just really want to stress, not stress you out, but stress how important it is to be in control of everything you do, that you can be in control of. Yes, there are sometimes situations or things happening that are out of our control, but most of the time, even in those cases, we can control on how we take on that challenge or that situation that we didn't expect. And we can make the most out of it and be positive and just learn from it. Or we can be negative and woe is me and I'm the victim. And then we're going to go down the rabbit hole. That's what we want to avoid. And I want to help you prepare for a better life, a more fun life, one with less stress and more quality time instead of quantity. Quality time with your friends and family and having a great relationship at work so you're not stressed out and you can actually be, do, and give your very best at your job and wherever you are. And maybe you can even work towards the better version of yourself. If you're a 1.0, let's work towards a 2.0. Or if you did, let's go to a 3.0. You know that all computer programs change. They need to have new versions regularly updated. Well, we can do the same with ourselves. So I'm going to make this a quick one. I just want to see who would like to have that checklist to see where you're stressed and give me the feedback so I can prepare the course accordingly and choose the chapters that are most important and go from there. And then when I'm ready, I will give more information out. So for that right now, I also want to offer you a couple of gifts besides the stress checklist. Also a free e-newsletter, a health newsletter with a healthy recipe, healthy activity. It's a relatively short read. It's a page, about a page or so, but it is filled with value. And the third gift is a free health strategy session to see where you could use the most help to improve your life and be a better you for yourself and everybody around you. So that's it pretty much for today. I just hope I was able to awaken you in some ways that, yes, we actually need to deal with this. We need to learn to decompress and stress less. We need to learn how we can look at things differently so we are not stressed, but we can learn from the situation. And we need to learn how we can improve our health, especially now with all this stuff going on over the last 2 years. It's just getting worse and worse, and people are getting fed up, and they don't want to listen to the rules anymore because some of the rules are kind of, well, I don't want to say what I think, but not everything that you hear and not everything that's stressed to do or not to do is 100% the best way to handle it. That's all I can say for right now. Anyway, so if you choose any of those three gifts, want to be on my show because you have something to contribute, want to ask questions or give suggestions or, you know, whatever it is, put the first three letters in the subject line in capital letters, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, BT Bruno Tom Rex, okay? So I can fish it out of the spam folder because all first emails go into the spam folder. So your feedback interaction and will definitely, you know, need to help me to create that course more structured and more focused on what your needs are. And that's it. So until next week, I wish you a very happy week and stay healthy and empowered.